Well, tonight will be a very different kind of night. Rare open lines on a Wednesday night. Now, not our typical Friday night type open lines, our night of spookiness and strange stories. No, tonight is your night. Tonight is your night to vent. You know, I have long believed that all of us collectively share the same feelings. We sense things. And there's no question that right now in America, in Canada, all around this planet, people are beginning to sense something very strange, very unusual. You feel it, and I feel it. Your friends feel it. So tonight will be a special three-hour night of venting. I want you to get it off your chest. I want you to talk about what you think about gasoline prices, about the war, whether we should be there or not, about illegal immigration, about the fact that you believe that the government is holding back disclosing information about UFOs. I want you to talk about what you believe are the injustices. Maybe your boss is shafting you. Maybe your neighbor is doing something. Maybe you're just tired and fed up. Well, I think because of talk radio, you have an opportunity to just simply vent. And that's what we're going to do tonight. You know, in 1976, I was a television producer back in Detroit. I went to see a movie that turned my career upside down. Because after seeing that, part of my quest for the paranormal and the unusual was based on a lot of things that I had done earlier in my life. But my broadcast life began to get steered into the direction after hearing and watching Peter Finch in a very incredible movie called Network.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
And we're not going to take it anymore. So in a moment, we'll let you vent on Coast to Coast AM.